Herzlich willkommen zu Saatkorn, deinem Podcast mit Inspiration für eine bessere Arbeitswelt. Hallihallo und herzlich willkommen zum Saatkorn-Podcast. Spannendes Thema heute. Alle, die irgendwie die Startup-Szene spannend finden, vielleicht insbesondere auch die HR-Tech-Startup-Szene, für die habe ich, glaube ich, was Spannendes im Programm. Und zwar spreche ich heute mit Dr. Maurice Steinhoff. Der ist Head of Entrepreneurial Ecosystems und Co-Founder für den HHL, sage ich schon mal auf Englisch, Digital Space, das Thema Stage 2 an der HHL Leipzig Graduate School of Management. Wir werden jetzt auf Englisch switchen, weil das ganze Thema auch international wahrscheinlich von Interesse ist. Hey Maurice, welcome you here on the Saatkorn Show.
Hi Geo, very nice to be here. So thanks for the invitation. Nice to meet you.
Thanks for joining me and very interesting what you built up here at the HHL. Perhaps you can give us some insights in the founding story of the whole Stage 2 idea. What is that, what you're doing there?
Yeah, thank you very much. So, a little bit of background. It's almost now 3 years ago. So it has been March 2020. And COVID hit the world, right? And this is a little bit part of the story. As, of course, I'm not the solo founder of Stage 2, but there's a team of two or three more doctoral candidates back in that time at RWTH Aachen. So back then we sat in a call and said, hey, it's quite sad what is happening at the moment. So many startups lose the visibility and have problems maybe raising money or raising additional rounds, whatever it is. Plus also being in university or being universities, and because we're in two here, we saw that, of course, many potential teams and also maybe scientists, they lack the exposure of venture capital or to venture capital, actually. So coming from the global perspective, we thought it would be a great time back around then to create something that helps founders to gain visibility, and especially founders who are accorded or tied to universities due to their technology background or focus in patents that they created and in maybe innovative business models that they create and found. And it would be great to create a stage where they gain visibility and also access to the strong venture capitalists that we have in Europe, of course. Right. And this is a little bit the starting point. And we thought, like, okay, maybe it's a small first round that we actually create 6-7 universities or so. Of course, everyone called us stupid back then, because we said, hey, next year we're going to have a big event hosted in Berlin with 450 people being there in one room listening to founders pitching. And everyone called us crazy a little bit. However, we did it, right? So the team of doctorates and doctoral candidates back then made it happen to create a first-time event. And what was an event first created or has been evolved and developed actually into what is now called Stage 2, one of the biggest, if not the biggest, venture competition for university startups.
This is so fascinating. I like the idea, and I like also how this all came about, and that is truly a success and probably growing. So in terms of visitors this year, how many do you expect?
Well, this is a little bit the interesting point, right? So I think in visitors, we are around 500, something like that. And it's also a little bit the sweet spot that Stage 2 actually has is not that we are the biggest competition when it comes to visitors, but rather when it comes to what is essential for startups, namely first visibility and second also access to investment price money. So everything what young teams, and we're talking really early stage teams, so teams below 500K in equity, what they really need, right? And here, somehow we created something that is in interest of many, many industry partners that supported us to make stage two happen. Plus also our friends in venture capital who really frequently support us in the juries and also are willing to invest in these teams. And I think this unique combination of diverse universities with strong business background and tech background, plus also bringing them together with strong industry partners who help to make it happen, plus also the venture capital guys who are looking for good teams and investment opportunities. This is really the mix that makes it unique in a way.
Yeah, it sounds great. But now, given the time that we talk now, end of August 2023, perhaps sometimes it's a difficult time talking about VC funded companies, especially. A lot of money was taken out of the market lately, unfortunately, and hopefully it will be back soon. But I'm pretty sure you already have a feeling how many VCs will join the competition this year. And hopefully there is no decline, although the money is not so much lying on the table as before.
So we our count currently is above 40 above 40 different venture capitalists from across Europe who invest in different industries, in different models, looking for also maybe this scientific background in founders that they particularly like, and where they see investment opportunities, particularly in the early stage. And so far the feedback has been great. So we were tracking numbers in the background a little bit. Proud to say that some of our teams who have been part of stage two in the first year or in the second year are developing well and also very quick, right? And here we see the potential that while being interested and focused on the early stage, we have the potential to build and create companies from a European perspective that are really strong enough to have a competitive stand in the international landscape, actually, when it comes to tech companies or successful companies. And I think this is a little bit the vision, and also I think what makes the team running a little bit is that we work across two organizations, but work with more than 40 universities and many, many partners across borders, actually. And this is a great sign also for people just to come together and not to be nitty-gritty when it comes to own ecosystems or own startups or whatever, but really getting the point in terms of bringing the best what we can have in Europe together and actually stick together and grow something that actually can withstand international competition also in a way. And with our two heads, Malte Brettl on the Aachen side and also Stefan Stubner here, to I would say facilitators of entrepreneurship in their own institutions that I also really love this idea and supporting us with many individual topics in individual topics to make this happen, who really stick to this European idea. And this is, I think, an important message, especially if we look at the challenging times that we face right now.
Oh, I completely agree. And I really like the idea to cross borders in your case. It seems to be a quite open community in a certain way. So I like the idea, and therefore we also talk today. But perhaps for people who don't know about the concept at all, stage two, of course, I will have the link to your website in the show notes, also the link to your LinkedIn profile. So if somebody has questions, feel open to approach Maurice. We talked about this right before, so it's okay that I'm saying it here. But can you give us some insights? How is the competition set up, and when are the finals, and how can startups apply?
Yes, of course. And I think this is also a little bit difficult story, because it's not only one event and one pitch event where it all happens, but it's really a journey that potential candidates at any university that participates, that they can take on, right? So stage two basically is a two-staged competition. This is a little bit where the name comes from, but not all of it. But it's somehow like a Champions League, we can say. So there is a regional selection process at any university that participates, meaning that startups from their programs, from their incubation programs, from the business plan seminars in universities, they all can participate in regional selection rounds. And there is one winner at every university, basically. And this one winner actually joins the other winners from all the other universities then in the semifinals. So what we have finally is that more than 40 teams actually participate in the finals and pitch against each other. So and in between that, we have three other events happening, which help founding teams to get better in what they do. Get to know each other. So the aspect of community building is, of course, there. But that also have the chance to get more individual coaching with an international exchange of coaches, particularly on their pitches. And then also, of course, join the main event, which happens in October. This is a little bit the outline of events that happens, actually.
So the European championship of startups at the end of the day.
Yes, you can say so. Yes.
One of the prerequisites is obviously that there must be a connection to a university. So is that true, or can any startup apply for this competition?
Yeah, this is a very interesting question that the whole team was thinking about quite a lot. And this is also a little bit the reason why we talk today, since there are new opportunities for startups outside universities to join stage two, right? But of course, mainly depending on the individual setup at any university, most likely or many startup teams that we see are somehow affiliated to the universities, meaning they have a student background, studied there some time ago, so alumni. Or if I talk for the case of HHL, in our programs, startups from the region can participate that also have not been HHL students or tied to university studies here before. So it can be somehow open, but of course it's tied to participating universities. And this is a little bit the first road on how to get in and how to get qualified as a founding team.
So, but there's another thing that you came up with, and this is the exact reason why we are talking now.
So, that's true.
Yeah, who listens regularly to this podcast obviously knows that aside from my hobby, Saatkorn, I'm the CEO of Embrace, which is a company that belongs to the Bertelsmann Corporation. And when I heard about this competition, somebody from Bertelsmann also approached me and said, hey, this could be interesting for you. And I said, wow, this is great. And since I feature startups every week on my newsletter, on my blog and podcast from the HR tech field, I felt like, okay, couldn't Bertelsmann provide a wild card? And yeah, you said, yeah, sure, you can do that. So I will also include in the show notes a link to the HR tech wild card by Bertelsmann and Embrace. And there's a chance to get a wildcard ticket to pitch live in front of more than 50 of Europe's leading venture capitalists and industry leaders at stage two in Berlin on October 19 this year. So if you are interested, you can apply. You must have an innovative solution in the HR tech field, must be a viable investment case, have not raised more than 500,000 euro in equity capital prior to stage two, and need to have some university relation. There must be an alumni or participant of any acceleration program. So in my opinion, there's a lot of HR tech startups that meet this criteria. So apply now. So there's a link I will also add in the show notes. And Maurice is smiling because we really hope that a lot of HR tech startups will apply for this.
Yeah, so I mean, this is maybe to add a little bit to this is the wildcard concept is actually really the idea to open the competition up also for non for universities that are not part of the network as of now. And yes, so it's really the chance for you guys talking out to the founders there to get a ticket, right? And first, also this wildcard concept is an exciting journey, not only because there are the finals, but of course, before there is the selection process that takes part by the respective partner company. And then there will be also an event hosted in Rotterdam by our partners there. At the Erasmus University. It will be in September 25. And there, actually, three startups per wildcard might pitch against each other. And one finalist of this of every wildcard has then the chance to join us in the final in October 19. And of course, this could be, so to say, the fast lane or your fast lane to, of course, to the network, meet other founders, founding teams and strong founding teams, actually. Plus also, of course, get the visibility in front of top investors. Plus also the opportunity to get an investment prize and, yeah, be part of the happy winners of the finalists and has the chance also to join the day after to participate on valuable workshops that provide startups, early stage founding teams, the competencies to deal with venture capital, to set up their teams in the early stage quite straight ahead. So it's also a little bit the component of not only the competition and event that happens there, but also the access to really, really valuable knowledge and inputs from experts on the other day. So quite an exciting journey that could be yours, of course.
So I strongly consider any startup founder who is listening now, check this out. And perhaps we meet in Rotterdam because I will be there in September 29. And are you there as well, Maurice?
I'll be there as well, yes.
Yeah,
so
perfect.
It's also a chance to meet in person. And I think this also makes this community or is one of the characteristics of our community is that it's really quite open. Everyone is approachable. And that many say, hey, it's quite cool just to, very knowledgeable people are just one talk and one high away from having a good conversation and maybe also a follow-up afterwards. And this is a little bit the idea also to make these meeting opportunities happen again that we believed have suffered a little bit in the past 3 years.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's super important if you're a founder and the network is really key. You never know who might help you with ideas, who might help you with money, who might help you with other contacts and so on. So I guess it's a huge opportunity that Stage 2 provides here. And I'm super thankful that you also said, okay, it's a great idea with the HR Tech wildcard. So yeah, super curious to see what will happen.
Yeah. So besides other wildcards, I mean, this is really the chance to for a specific topic to be among one of the leading newcomers, so to say. And I think, therefore, Stage 2 is the ideal international stage that you can get at this point in time.
Perfect. Last question today, Maurice, because we will have other talks in the future, that's for sure. What must happen that on October 19 in the evening you say, well, this was a great European startup championship at Stage 2 in 2023?
Well, this is a really good question. So it depends on who you ask, right? Depending on whose side you ask. I mean, for us as organizing team and the people in the background, it's always great if everything follows the good plan and everyone is happy with the experience. I think if we take the perspective now from investors, it's of course very successful for them if they saw and had the chance to talk to very valuable investment opportunities, also secured follow-up conversations. I think for startups, and this is, so to say, the main target group in that sense, it's the best event happens if, of course, they win the finals or on the other hand side, win one of the other prizes, in-kind prizes for other programs that we have, for instance, with German Entrepreneurship or other partners, coaching sessions and so on. So there's it's not only about money, but really about developing good companies and good startups further. And I think this is our feedback then. Also, I think everyone who is participating will look forward to the after-show party in the evening. Also, this is part of it. And I think for our partners who I'd like to thank again, also thank again Bertelsmann for their continuous support in this year to make Stage 2 happen, specifically also the second day, which will be hosted in Unter den Linden, yes, in Berlin, so in the own locations there. This is really for the partners, I mean, also the reason to fuel something like this, to fuel an idea, because always the initial question was, why do you actually want to create another startup conference or another startup competition, right? And slowly but surely, we can see that there is a little bit of difference in terms of what we combined with a strong team together. And at the end of the day, I think if everyone is happy with what has happened so far, not only this year, but also in the past, this is cool. And I think the other aspect is also to look forward, to see where from that day on, and also where other teams from the past from that day on will end up at a certain point in time. And if we finally are able to achieve our goals and a little bit parts of the vision that actually we as European universities and also investors, so all partners from the ecosystem together had the chance to create something that really helps to build companies that ultimately solve the biggest challenges of our lifetimes. I think this is really the spirit in which we look to towards that event.
That sounds great. And I'm truly looking forward to Rotterdam and later on Berlin. So everybody who listened now, please get in touch. The link for the application form is included in the show notes. And I thank you, Maurice, for taking the time now to talk to me. And I wish us both a great event.
Yeah, Theo, thanks again for having me here in your show. And for the ones who apply for the wildcards, best of luck. As Gero said, if there are any questions, of course, I'm approachable. Also, my colleagues, Lukas Ellmann, for instance, on the Aachen side is available for questions. And if you, just don't hesitate to reach out and we can clarify any questions if so. And of course, I'm looking forward to meet you all in September, but ultimately also, of course, in October.
All right. Thanks a lot, Maurice. Have a nice day and see you soon. Bye-bye.
See you soon, Gero. Bye-bye.
Jo, das war diese Saatkorn-Podcast-Episode. Wenn du nichts mehr verpassen willst und dich überhaupt für die Saatkorn-Themen interessierst, dann abonnier doch einfach meinen niegelnagelneuen Newsletter. Und dann bekommst du jeden Sonntag frisch alle Artikel, alle Podcast-Folgen, außerdem noch mal eine wöchentliche Kolumne und die Verlosung der Woche in deine Inbox. Musst du natürlich nicht sonntags lesen, geht auch montags oder dienstags. Ich würde mich sehr freuen, hier nochmal die URL saatkorn.com/newsletter. Tja, dann bis bald. Ciao.